This is MSO NewsSports.com. We are joined by first-year Lynn English High head football coach Chris Carroll. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Nice to be talking with you.
Well, Chris, you're out. You've got a week of practice in. New coaching staff. New players for you as well. What have you learned about this team so far?
It's a resilient bunch. You know, we've thrown a lot at them in the first week. You know, new defensive system, new offensive system. I think they've picked up on it quickly. You know, there's been some ups and downs of practices, but you know, they're working hard.
Tell me about the new offense. Or new offensive system? What kind of offense will you be running?
So it's a spread offense, and Lynn English has run the spread in the past, but it's just, you know, it's different. It's different verbiage, different terminology, and different overall in the scheme, the type of it. But it is, you know, mostly 3 and 4 wide spread offense.
Tell me about your coaching influences. Who are some of your bigger coaching influences?
Yeah, so some of the guys that coached me at Bentley, Scott Boyle in particular, he was a longtime coach at Lowell High School, D coordinator at Bentley University, and now he's D coordinator at Fitchburg State. He's had a big imprint on my coaching career, particularly on the defensive side. Also, Tom Borman, the longtime Bentley coach, Peter Yetton, longtime Bentley coach, and then you know, Gary Malaya, the Lynn English coach for several years, and he was my head coach while I was playing for Lynn English.
Tell me about your coaching staff here at Lynn English High School. Who do you have with you?
So we're younger on the coaching staff. A lot of guys my age. The one older guy we have is Gary Malaya. He has stayed on board, and he's going to help us out with the offense. Sammy Hill is running the defense. He is a 4-year starter at Lynn English. He graduated from Framingham State, was a 4-year starting linebacker there, and also coached last year at Ashland High School. Jared Wallace is coaching the D-line, along with my brother Steve Carroll. Doug Mullins is coaching the running backs. Scott Fury is a receiver here at Lynn English. He's coaching the wide receivers. Matt Griffin is helping out with the receivers as well, along with the freshman team. Steve Habrick is the offensive line coach. He played here at English and also at St. Anselm's. And I believe... And Mike Velasquez. Mike Velasquez is doing the special teams as well as the receivers and D-backs.
Well, nice job on that.
Probably forgot somebody, and if I did, I apologize on the spot here.
No, absolutely. No, I'm just throwing them at you here. Well, how about a few names of a few English players that you need to be counting on this year to contribute to the team?
Yeah, I think first and foremost our two captains, Daquan Shepherd and Jeremy Garcia. Daquan is a running back and a safety. He is a very good defensive player, exceptional defensive player, and he runs the ball very hard. We're counting on him for his leadership and for his playmaking ability. And Jeremy Garcia, he's been an outstanding leader, the first captain that we named. He's an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman, and I expect big things from him this year.
How about what would a strength of this team be, although it's very early, and what might be a concern or a weakness that you might be looking at for this year's team?
I think a strength is definitely, you know, I think the chemistry of this team has been a strength. That's one thing that I've, myself and the other coaches have noticed. These guys, you know, they motivate themselves. They've seemed to gel rather quickly. And I think the weakness would just be the lack of experience at some of the skill positions, definitely.
Coach, anything else you'd like to share with us about Lynn English High football?
No, just that I'm excited to be back in my original alma mater, and I'm looking forward for the season to get going.
All right. That's Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School on MSONewsSports.com.